We're going to stay in Canada now, but head west to a patch of wilderness on the Pacific coast known as the Great Bear Rainforest. We heard yesterday about the grueling 20-year negotiations to limit the logging in the Great Bear. If you missed it, you can find that story at PRI.org. Today, we look at some of the great bears that live in the Great Bear Rainforest, specifically grizzly bears, and a new agreement that will let more of them stay alive. Here's the world's Andrea Crossan.
It's not a comfortable ride on this tiny seaplane to get to the Great Bear Rainforest, but it's worth it. Between the wing and the pontoon, below me are giant cedar forests, island archipelagos, and blue-green fjords, stretching out to glacier-capped mountains. I've been told I might see gray wolves, cougars, mountain goats, humpback whales, and, of course, bears. Grizzly bears, in particular. And before long, I do. The small outboard boat I'm in is floating along the estuary of the Nikite River. It's a cloudless morning, and just beyond the bow, there's rustling of trees and the sound of branches snapping. I'm holding my microphone as far out as I can so that I can record this. A male grizzly on shore about 15 yards away. My guide here is Tom Rivest.
That is a sound that's called either chuffing or huffing. Sounds a little bit like, you know, bellows expelling air. The bears do that when they're stressed or excited or a little both, which they probably are.
The reason this bear is excited is that it's mating season and he's following a female and her two cubs. Rivest has been taking tourists to this spot for 15 years, so he knows this bear. He calls it Bo Diddley.
Bo and I go back 10 years. So he was just a little scrawny thing back then. And now, as we get closer, you'll see he's quite large.
How big is he?
He's probably an 800-pound bear. I don't know. He will get larger, but he is bigger than most.
Bears like Bo Diddley are a big draw for tourists paying top dollar to see them. But there's another type of tourist looking for bears here. Before I came here, I called up a guide to see what draws his customers.
They're world class as far as size and weight and skull measurement.
Skull measurement. That's one of the criteria for guides like Peter Clowey. He owns a hunting license for a huge swath of the Great Bear Rainforest. That sound from a YouTube video of one of Clowey's clients killing a bear. Clowey's current license allows the hunting of 23 bears over 5 years. Hunters pay him upwards of $20,000 for a trip here. But like the logging that we heard about yesterday, the hunting culture here may be winding down. Earlier this year, the British Columbia government officially endorsed the practice of conservation groups buying hunting licenses from guides like Peter Clowey. And it's actually something that's been done unsanctioned for years.
We just went and did it.
Chris Genovalli heads the Raincoast Conservation Foundation. The group helps raise the millions of dollars needed to buy the hunting licenses. They already own rights to about a third of the Great Bear Rainforest. Genovalli is no fan of hunting in general, but he says it's particularly cruel to hunt grizzlies here because they're out in the open, grazing in estuaries or following the salmon run.
It's like someone walking into your kitchen or your dining room as you're eating breakfast or dinner and shooting you, you know. It's obscene. It's becoming viewed by an overwhelming majority of the public as a fringe behavior.
Genovalli points to a recent poll in which only 10% of those who responded supported trophy hunting. But there's sort of a wink and a nod in conservationists' new deal with the government. In order to buy the hunting licenses, his group has to use them.
We've had to show what's called commercial activity.
Once a year, they take out tourists for a fake hunt.
We take clients on hunts in our guide outfitting territories, and we look for bears. The difference is we shoot them with cameras.
The government has also agreed to an outright end to commercial grizzly bear hunting in some native territory in the Great Bear. So the pressure is clearly on hunting guides here. But Peter Clowey says he isn't worried about his business.
Well, nothing has changed since that announcement, and I don't expect anything to change.
Clowey says he's still getting calls from hunters. But he also says he's planning to retire soon and might sell his license. And he might even sell it to a conservation or Aboriginal group if they offered him the most money.
If they want to eliminate or slow down hunting of carnivores in the Great Bear Rainforest, they can do like anybody else and offer to buy out the business, just like on Wall Street.
One eagle heading south, just went past the top of Center Slough, coming down the river.
Back on the Nikite River, Tom Rivest gets word from another guide that the mother grizzly and her cubs that Bo Diddley is pursuing have moved farther up the estuary. Bo and the other bears are safe from hunters here. The Raincoast Foundation owns the commercial hunting rights. The area is also off limits to local resident hunters. Rivest says that's important because these bears have become used to humans.
The biggest issue with viewing and hunting is bears become used to being around people and they no longer have that innate fear, so it is really not fair to hunt them.
And that's what the debate about hunting here really comes down to, fairness and values. The BC government estimates there are around 15,000 grizzlies in the province. Overall, hunters kill between 250 and 300 bears per year. So it's not like they're endangered. It's more that the social clock seems to be running out on commercial hunting. For the grizzlies along the Nikite River, humans don't seem to be a threat. If Bo Diddley was afraid of us, he didn't show it. He looked more concerned with where that female grizzly was headed. For The World, I'm Andrea Crossan, the Great Bear Rainforest, British Columbia.
If you want to see photos of Bo Diddley and some of the other grizzlies of the Great Bear Rainforest, and trust me, you do, they're all up at PRI.org.